guess I'll be the one to ask it. How did you feel about your outing today?
Steve, thanks for taking the bullet on that one. I thought it was better than what the results showed. It was a lot of pitches and not so many innings. They battled pretty well, but I thought I made some pretty big pitches when I needed to. There was probably a few that weren't executed very well, but they were minimal damage. So all in all, it was just a weird game. Couldn't seem to get into a rhythm. Was pitching, I guess, in yellow light mode. You know, wasn't really to be on the attack like last outing, but like I said, I felt like I came through pretty strong.
Hey, Picoro.
Yeah, I was gonna say it just kind of felt like maybe the command wasn't quite as good as last time. Not that you can expect it to be that good every time out.
Yeah, it was obviously last outing was a very well-rounded performance, just command-wise. Today, fastball command, just, you know, it really wasn't as there as it was. And a couple of pitch for running over, the Gomes homer is just a pitch that just ran across the strike zone. And so I think that a lot of that's predicated just establishing the heater and locating that. But, you know, on a day like today where you don't always, you know, you're not going to always have the perfect command, I felt like I handled it pretty well and just unfortunately suffered a lot of soft blows.
Evan Thompson?
Hey, Luke, is it fair to say this was more of a case of one rough inning today more than anything?
Personally, I didn't think it was a rough inning. I thought I think we tried it. Balls got through, you know, and ultimately I try to attack and do my thing. And sometimes they squeak through, you know. It wasn't necessarily anybody's fault. It was just one of those days where you sit there and you just feel like you can't quite catch a break. And no way to play a victim. You know, that's the way baseball goes sometimes. A rally on their side just continues to take momentum, and they took advantage of it. But I didn't think it was a rough inning. The pitch count got up there, and it was just some bad breaks. And to get out of it with, you know, it was obviously three runs, but, you know, bases loaded and one out, like, just to get that one run was a strong way to end. So, unfortunately, it just wasn't my day.
Back to you, Nick.
Look, I feel like we don't see teams beat you guys very often on shifts. I feel like you guys do a pretty good job on that, but there were a couple back-to-back, and I was wondering what you made of those. Was that mislocation leading to that? Was that not being as in sync with where you were going and where the defense was playing, or what did you make of that?
I mean, everybody's job's pretty tough. I mean, it's hard to locate a ball perfectly every time, and you know, we try to adjust the defense based off of well-executed pitching. So sometimes you just run into an unfortunate situation where you beat a guy and he hits it off his hands and just hits it 2 inches out of the reach of our guy. You know, it's, you know, sometimes you just can't guess right. Sometimes, like last outing, I gave up some rockets in a game that was going well right to, you know, Nick and Josh, who just didn't have to even move. And so sometimes you just got to learn to take it in stride and try to move on from it.
Anything else for Luke?
Thank you, Luke. Thanks, Luke.
Billy Castro next.
All right, thank you, guys.